This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says once a coronavirus vaccine is approved as safe and effective, Americans should have widespread access within a reasonable time. Testifying before the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis, Fauci said that he's pleased by progress on a vaccine.
We hope that as the time we get into the late fall and early winter, we will have, in fact, a vaccine that we can say would be safe and effective.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Robert Redfield said there's no need to shut down the economy again if Americans will follow basic steps for controlling the virus's spread.
The face mask, the social distancing, the hand hygiene, staying smart about gatherings, and staying out of crowded bars and crowded restaurants. If we did those five things, we've done modeling data, we get the same bang for the buck as if we just shut the entire economy down.
Under direction from the White House, federal health authorities are carrying out a plan dubbed Operation Warp Speed to manufacture 300 million doses of a vaccine on a compressed timeline. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday he is postponing some planned measures to ease the lockdown because the number of new coronavirus cases in the country is on the rise. At a news briefing, Johnson said many activities will have to be postponed for at least 2 weeks.
Casinos, bowling alleys, skating rinks, and the remaining close contact services must remain closed. Indoor performances will not resume. Pilots of larger crowds in sports venues and conference centers will not take place.
The measures are due to be reviewed again in 2 weeks. This is VOA News. A $600 weekly unemployment benefit that's been propping up many families during the coronavirus pandemic is set to expire, and there's no deal yet in Washington on an extension. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Senate Republicans have been trying to trim the benefit in the next mammoth virus relief bill, but President Trump has undercut them by signaling he wants to keep the full benefit for now. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says he's made several offers for temporarily extending the money.
The Democrats have made zero offers over the last 3 days.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a short-term extension only makes sense if both sides are close to a broader deal, and they're not.
They, and perhaps the White House, do not understand the gravity of the situation.
Both the House and Senate have left town, though negotiators say they will talk into the weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam on Friday postponed September's election for the city's legislature for a year because of a spike in coronavirus cases. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam confirmed her decision on Friday after days of reports that it may be coming. The opposition had aimed to win a majority in the Legislative Council, where half the seats are directly elected and the other half filled mostly with pro-Beijing appointees. The postponement of the vote comes after 12 pro-democracy candidates were disqualified from running. The government denies political censorship or suppression of the right to run. Lam, who is backed by the Chinese national government in Beijing, said she had to invoke an emergency law to make the postponement, and no political considerations were involved in the decision. Hong Kong has reported more than 3,000 coronavirus cases since January, far lower than in other major cities around the world. But for the past 10 days, the number of new infections has been in the triple digits.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency Friday for counties on the Atlantic coast as Hurricane Isaias was expected to cause heavy rains in the state and prompted the closure of COVID-19 testing sites. DeSantis said his state is ready for any and all emergencies.
I want Floridians to know that the state of Florida is fully prepared for this and any future storm during this hurricane season. The Division of Emergency Management has had the State Operations Center at level one since March.
The hurricane was packing maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour and lashing the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos as of Friday afternoon. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.